Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, dictating and desk report on Melissa Dennis. Date of birth 7/24/1978. Date of procedure March 22, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Jasmine Moran. Procedure performed esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is heartburn, common abdominal pain, common colorectal cancer screening. Description of procedure and symptoms obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, preparation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, which is among the relics, and the patient will be at the patient's breath and not to be placed in a lateral position, staged by anesthesia service, with monitoring and anesthesia care period, while the breathing limbus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and reinstates direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum stomach, G-junction, esophagus period, retrospective sustain of the cardiac period, the aerosuction from the stem before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient was then turned around in a lateral position, and the direct exam was wrong period, while the direct vision to the cecum, which is in the presence of the appendiceal orifice of the cecal valve and contents of the fold period. Careful examination was made of the cecum and the cecal valve, the ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum period, retroflexia is obtained in the rectum period. Boston blood prep score is graded as an 8, 2-3-3, good prep period. The patient had procedure well without any complications findings at upper endoscopy. The proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. The Z-line was mildly irregular with evidence of early grade B ulcerative esophagitis. The Z-line was slightly irregular at 39 centimeters from the pipe block with evidence of early grade B ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema, comma. This was patchy, comma, biopsy sort of obtained in the interim body for histology and through a light H pillar. Next time, the duodenum was unremarkable to D2, comma, ampule appeared unremarkable. Next line, biopsies were obtained through a light to the ecstasies. Next line, colonoscopy. Next line, the colon was significantly tortuous, looping, and redundant. Next line, Boston blood prep score is graded as an 8, 2-3-3, good prep. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 diminutive rectal sessile polyps with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids, comma, moderate in size. There were non-bleeding noted on retroflexion. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend PPI daily. 30 minutes before breakfast, comma, this should be taken for 8 weeks. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next time may benefit from CT abdomen pulse for their evaluation of abdominal pain. Thank you.